Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Keys to Loving Your Journey. In John 10:10, Jesus tells us that he came and died for us so that we can have and enjoy our life to the fullest until it overflows. So life is a journey and we only get one chance to live it. Why then should we choose to make it through, just endure, or worse, hate the life we're living? Today, Joyce will share how through following the Holy Spirit, we can learn to love every step of the journey with Him. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
Well, I get to teach on my favorite subject in the whole world this weekend. You're thinking, what in the world is it? Everybody in here needs it. It's going to give you power to fight the devil. It's going to set you free. It's going to increase your joy. You say, what is it? Well, just hang on. First of all, let's start in a scripture that's not real pleasant. Let's get the bad stuff over with first. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and I pray that each of us will approach it tonight with meekness, knowing that we need all of it, that it's just for us, and I pray that your word would renew our minds and change our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. But understand this, that in the last days will come and set in perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered. Now, I'd like to say that we're only talking about the world out there and that we're not talking at all about the church or any Christians, but I think we know that there are still a few selfish, self-centered Christians hanging around. Amen? I know it's not you. I'm well aware that it's not you, but we just want to pray for all those selfish, self-centered Christians that still need to get a revelation about dying to self and living for God. They're lovers of money, aroused by an inordinate, greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant, contemptuous boasters, abusive, blasphemous, scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. They will be without natural human affection, callous and inhuman. You know what that means? When people are callous, they can look at needs and not feel at all that they should be the one that tries to do anything about it. Somebody else should always do something, but somehow or another, it's never them. They will admit to no truce or appeasement. They're slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate, loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled and fierce, haters of all that is good. Now, thankfully, this is going to be over in two more verses. Because I'll guarantee you, this is not a very happy way to start a conference. They will be treacherous, betrayers, rash, and inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements more than and rather than lovers of God. For although they hold a form of piety, true religion, they deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it. Now let's just stop right there. For although they hold a form of religion, they deny the power of that religion. Well, what is the real power of the gospel message? It's the love message. It's the one thing that Jesus said, I'm going to give you as a new commandment. One new commandment, love one another just as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. You know, we often think we need somebody to love us, but really what we need is somebody to love. And everybody can find that. There's nobody in the whole world that can't find somebody to love because the whole world is desperate to be loved. Now, you're looking at me kind of like, wonder where this is going. So let me just tell you something. I wrote a book 2-3 years ago, I don't know when it was, called The Love Revolution. And this is the worst selling book I ever wrote. I mean, the sales were bad. I mean, really bad. And the most we've ever sold in any conference is 112, they told me tonight. And so when you have, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 people in a building, that's just not really very impressive. And you say, well, that must really be a bad book. Why are you telling me about it? Well, because It didn't not sell because it's bad. It didn't sell because people, frankly, don't think that this is an important message. Or they think they already know all about love. But really, if we did, if we really, if every believer, if everyone who considers themselves to be a follower of Christ was really out in their part of the world walking in love, I would venture to say that most of the world would already be saved. And we absolutely would not have the mess in our society that we have today. And many people today are interested in what the answer is to our dilemma in the world. And from a spiritual standpoint, I believe that the answer to that dilemma is really getting out in society and representing Christ. Not just having a bunch of dead, dry religion, but really having the character of God developed in our life, walking in the fruit of the Spirit, which the Bible says there's no law that can come against the fruit of the Spirit. You see, when we walk in love, it's impossible for people to really find anything wrong with you. They may try for a period of time, but love will melt the hardest, coldest heart. But it has to be real love. So I'm calling this tonight, what is true love? You know, there's magazines, true love, true romance. So I guess if there's true love, then there must be an untrue love. And if there's true romance, there must be an untrue romance. So the kind of love that is no good is the kind we talk about that has no action to it at all. It's just a conversation. It's just a sermon. But when it comes down to really putting it to work in our daily lives, then we back off from that. I wrote a book recently called Making Good Habits and Breaking Bad Habits. And we did a, thank you, we did a live, webcast, three weeks ago or so. And so they did a tally of the different habits that people contacted us about saying, this is the one I'm interested in. And I thought this was sad too. The lowest number, the habit that the least people were interested in. There are only 67 people out there in the universe who are interested in the habit of generosity. Yeah. So you know what? I'm just mad at the devil. And so I'm just going to preach on love until people either get so tired of hearing me preach on it that they will do it. Because, you know, it really is pitiful how much we talk about love in church. And really, how little of it there actually is. I mean, you know, we may get together in church and hug each other and say, I love you with the love of the Lord. Oh, I tell you, sister, I just love you to death. I'm like, please don't love me to death. I'm trying to live. Thank you. I tell you, sister, I just love you to death. We just say some of the goofiest things. Well, where were you when I needed a babysitter? Where were you when I needed somebody to help me move? Where were you when somebody else was trying to ruin my reputation and you could have talked up for me and said, no, you're not right about that. Come on. I'm glad that you love me with the love of the Lord, but whatever that is, you know. I mean, if we really loved each other with the love of the Lord, the kind of love that Jesus loved with, oh my gosh. I mean, if the church was that loving, you couldn't get all the people in on any service, because we have what the world is looking for. Everybody just wants to be loved and they want to be valued. The second lowest habit that people were interested in farming. Oh, this made me mad when I saw this. The second lowest habit was the habit of adding value to other people. Yeah, ouch. So, it just kind of shows us where we're at as a society and how we want. We're not as interested in giving out, and yet, honestly, I can tell you I've tried it every way. I've tried selfish, self-centered living. You can't be selfish and be happy. Take it from somebody who tried really hard for a lot of years. It just does not work. And I have found out and discovered that the only way that I can walk in love is to do it on purpose. I can't wait to feel like it. I can't wait to want to. I can't wait to think it's fair. And I have to study it, keep it in front of me all the time, because our flesh is inherently selfish and self-centered. And we have to start a war with selfishness and say, I am not going to live a life where I am the only person in it. The Bible says that love is the most excellent thing that we can do. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12:31. Now see, I know a lot of you came tonight thinking, hoping I would solve your problem. Well, I am. This is the answer to all of our problems. Because here's what happens. Let me tell you God's formula for solving problems. You have a problem, you cannot help yourself. However, at the same time you cannot help yourself, God will enable you to reach out and help somebody else. Now, when you reach out and help somebody else, you're sowing a seed. Now God can bring a harvest in your life. It used to just aggravate me that I couldn't help myself, but I could help somebody else. And then finally, I saw it. That's what God wants us to do. We're not called to in-reach, we're called to outreach. We're not supposed to reach in and fix ourselves or reach in and bless ourselves. We're supposed to do what? Forget yourself, lose sight of yourself, get yourself off your mind, and live every day of your life to make somebody else happy, starting at home. Starting at home. Hallelujah. You know, if I drank all my water and said, would somebody here be willing to get me a glass of water? I mean, there would be 500 people bolt for the drinking fountain to bring me a glass of water. You would think that was the coolest thing ever. Oh, I gave Joyce some water. But if your husband asks you at home for a glass of water, what do you think I am, your slave? Get your own water. Why is it that we're willing to do as a ministry well, and let me tell you something. I'm not saying anything to you that God hasn't made me eat. I mean, I didn't go buy a sermon book and get my messages. I've had to live this. And I don't preach anything that I haven't lived and that I don't know for sure works. And I'm telling you, if you want to be happy, forget about yourself and start living to make somebody else happy. Amen.
Thanks for listening. It's exciting that Jesus has given us a full life. In reality, though, we may struggle to actually enjoy it. We may spend more time upset with the obstacles or focused on the negatives. Instead of wasting effort with these distractions, let's allow the Holy Spirit's leading to show us how we can adjust our perspectives and have Jesus be the center of everything we do. It is time to love the journey. So remember, God loves us and has a better plan for us than anything we could ever imagine. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Get your daily dose of encouragement with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Catch up on 7 days of Enjoying Everyday Life episodes. Grow deeper in God's Word with the daily devotional and question of the day. And enjoy all your favorite teachings from Joyce in your digital library. Find all this and more with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Search Joyce Meyer in your app store and download it today.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.